Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore Episode 232 is coming your way. Today we have favorite injectable steroids by U.S. pharmacies. So in this one, we're going to go over the top 8 injectable steroids from U.S. pharmacies. We're going to talk about beginner, intermediate, advanced cycles. We're going to talk about cutting, bulking, recomp cycles. Give you a lot of ideas. You all out there can ping pong back and forth. We're going to talk about user feedback. We're going to talk about why U.S. pharmacies is so special. We got Noah in the house. And if you take a look at Noah's current log, he is using U.S. pharmacies products currently in his log. So you can check out his log and you'll be able to see what he is doing. So let me remind everyone, though, before we begin, we are on Apple. We are on Spotify. Please smash the like button and make sure that you are subscribing. Make sure you're leaving comments and make sure you're doing all that good stuff to help the algorithms pick up our podcast. So again, we have Noah joining us as a guest on this podcast once again. I think he's got the record for most times coming on the podcast. So good morning, Noah. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. All is well. How about you?
Yep. We had a little bit of a rough start this morning. You've been going through a lot of stuff, but we finally were able to get you on a little later in the day, and I'm glad you did. So let's get right to it, buddy. So list of top 8 injectables from U.S. pharmacies. So take it away. So start us off with the first one, and let's kind of talk about that.
So, yeah, this is no fluff or filler. This is actual real-world community data from people who have been running these products. So I got a list here from everybody. Surprisingly to me, testosterone came in as number one, which maybe not surprising to some, but surprising to me with all kind of the exotic compounds and all the other compounds that exist that are much stronger than test. It's kind of shocking that testosterone was number one, but hey, it's a base. It's the foundation. In my opinion, it should be included in every cycle. So we got that at number one. There's Test E, C, Prop, Sustanon, just from user feedback I collected. Number two, which I'm surprised.
Let's talk about it. Before we move on to number two, let's talk a little
sorry,
bit about
Steve, I'm just, let me start with that, right? So we love to discuss on the forums and even in these shows, the idea of these exotic compounds. We're always looking for the next thing. We're always looking for the greatest, you know, is this peptide going to make my cock bigger? Am I going to have a new kind of steroid? If it's ever going to be a new kind of steroid, it's going to make me get 400 pounds. And the reality has to be, because Steve and I have done top 10 selling steroids in the world on a previous show, which had thousands and thousands of people input. And what was number one on the oral, Steve? Debo, what was number one on the steroids? Testosterone. Why? I know what Noah means when he said he was surprised, because we love to discuss exotic. But the reality of the situation is, even with the bro science test is the base of all cycles, etc., which we know is not true. It doesn't need to be true. I suspect it's one of those, if it fucking works, guys, and again, this is probably more for the listeners, it doesn't need to be complicated. You don't need to look for exotic. You don't need to look for the latest thing. And not only that, as another argument as well, no, I suppose cost effectiveness. The latest thing's going to cost more. The most sophisticated peptide or combination of products will cost more. But the simplest thing that absolutely works, it's up there with brutal training and doing your cardio and eating clean. It's not complicated. So maybe that's a surprise because we love to discuss the exotic. We love to discuss the unusual. So what do you guys think on that?
One of the things, though, before Noah, you touched on that a little bit. I noticed on U.S. pharmacies, they have not only the popular options, as Noah mentioned, the Prop, the E, the Sip, but they also have things like Sustanon blend options in different formulas. They have a 250 and they have a 300. So that's pretty cool. Another thing that's really cool that I noticed is they have a testosterone decanate, which is a really, really long ester, and it's 500 milligram a milliliter. So that's something you could take very infrequently. You could do a larger amount less frequently, and it really cut down on having to inject. So you can pin that like every 2, 3, even 4 weeks. And that'd be a good option for those of you who want to do a cruise or a TRT. Noah or Mobster, what are your thoughts?
Well, the thing that I like to kind of touch upon is the fact of it's a base for every cycle. In my opinion, it's always good, even if you have a TRT level of test in there, just something for libido, something for hormonal function. It's basically kind of the start to building the engine, as Mobster has said in previous podcasts. He likes to refer to people either redlining the engine or building the motor. And you got to start with the base components, right? So testosterone to me is kind of the godfather in a way of every cycle, in my opinion, because from advanced to beginner, you can slot testosterone in there and the learning curve isn't as steep and you won't pay the price as much as you would by trying to throw in an advanced compound right away. So in my opinion, it's not optional. It's the foundation of every cycle, in my opinion. Mobster, what do you think?
Absolute state. We had an Australian guest on some months ago, and they made the point, which was kind of cool, saying that when we're looking at PEDs, and maybe actually this echoes what you've just said, Noah, they said, what's the hormone that guys are working with in their bodies, being testosterone, and anything that can enhance what we naturally have, meaning even if it's added in from outside, makes more sense than trying to do something that our body doesn't produce and try to sort of artificially create a certain situation. Now, of course, we do that when we use PEDs because we're taking amounts that are vastly above what our body produces. And of course, the form that's produced in our body is relatively short, hence the pulses through the day and so on and so forth. But again, we then begin to using a test, no ester, and having a pinnacle, like, you know, 8 times a day or something ridiculous, just to sort of get the same effects that a human body does. So we don't do that. But the reality of the situation is, it's arguable, like I said, in terms of what we think would sell and what we think would be out there and what we think people would like. And again, we like the idea of the exciting, the novel and the new. It's why we see stuff on YouTube or whatever, quote-unquote science-based training and guys doing this weird cuff shit and whatever else. And yes, some of these things work, but it's like they're afraid to get under the bar and bench press or squat because it's fucking hard work and it still builds muscle and strength. So testosterone absolutely works. I do like what Steve said, though, got to be honest. It's still kind of attractive to us when Steve says, oh, they've got a product that they with 500 milligrams or they produce products where they combine things together in exactly the same way we would use them as if we were on a cycle. So that's what catches your eye, but they would not produce a bog standard testosterone if it didn't sell. So I like the fact that they've got the basics covered, and Noah's proved that this is what's selling. All day long, number one selling product is going to be some form of testosterone.
Yeah.
A straight, not blend, not crazy dosages, whatever. Just some supinate and amphate is always going to sell.
So number two, Noah, hit us with it.
So number two on the list, which I thought would be number one, just based on its infamy and its kind of golden nectar for a lot of guys.
Can I guess Tren? Is it Tren?
Yeah.
Once as soon I as you said say golden nectar.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tren A and Tren E is on offer from USP as well. They've got plenty of options in that as far as milligram goes. And for a lot of guys, I will say, in my personal opinion, I know some people feel differently, but with the way that my mindset is, I care a lot about my mental health personally. So I would start with an ACE at a very low dose and kind of monitor as the weeks go on. Because Tren at first might not seem like it's as bad as people say it is, but if those side effects creep up on you, they're some of the worst side effects that you can encounter from a mental standpoint or a physical standpoint. So I say I would start with Tren ACE and I would start very low and kind of monitor yourself as you go along and kind of.
Do you know what surprises me, Noah, is it's number two. And I only say that probably from why is it the number two seller? I would expect something else in between. I would have expected a blend, Sustanon or Deca or something like that. Rather, or the combinations that Steve's touched upon, and I'm sure you're going to mention as well. Rather than
Body Monster is going
to. Oh, yeah. We know. Yeah, we know people that have been number one, but in reality, it's like
now, Noah, because it's, he said it's number two.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been waiting for that man for a while. Yeah, so it's kind of strange to me too. But based on the user data that I collected, and I talked to a bunch of guys in the community and team athletes as well, and testosterone was favorable overall for number one, just based on all of the feedback, and I got plenty of it. And you know, I think it comes down to the fact that the easeability and the use of testosterone, it's really hard to mess that up if you have some real basic common knowledge with testosterone and it being a bioidentical hormone. Your body's going to respond a little bit better, and there's not going to be such a steep drop off if you run into trouble, as long as you have the right knowledge to kind of counteract that. With Tren, it's a different animal completely. That is a very advanced end user type of experience for most guys. So I think based on the feedback, guys just kind of like to use something simple and basic that works, and then maybe toss in something more exotic like a Tren as they advance through their journey. So I think based on my data, that's why Tren's in at two and testosterone's in at one so far.
Yeah, Tren. I was going to say, with
before
Tren,
we get to number three, I'm just going to say, Steve, I wonder, I bet testosterone outsells Tren probably like 5 or 6 times to one. Just out of interest.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tren, look, if you want to cut, if you want to bulk, if you want to recomp, if you want to get stronger, Tren can pretty much do it all. And it could transform your physique very, very rapidly. So it's you know, at number two, it's not surprising that it would be number two based on that. A lot of people, they want quick results. A lot of people want to blow away personal records and all that stuff. So Tren is the one, but it's very, very powerful and has a lot of side effects. So you just got to be smart with it. What's number three, Noah? Hit us with it.
So number three, and this seemed to be based on user feedback, which I'll get into much later with the actual user perspective, but just to keep it brief for the list, Equipoise, Boldenone, EQ in short, came in at number three, and a lot of guys seem to really love it. Whether they're cutting or they're bulking, it's very versatile. As long as you can control the appetite and eat within reason, it's a very, very useful compound to have, just from an endurance standpoint. So a lot of guys, whether they're cutting or bulking, they really love EQ at number three, just for all those added benefits to where they can eat a little bit more, they can train a little bit harder.
Good, it's good for endurance too, in cardio.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. I'd have had it at number two. I'd have had it at number two. And the only reason I say that, not for my own purposes, not for my own experience, but I'd have had it at number two purely and simply because most people that come to the forums are looking to get into shape. They're not looking to be super strong or the size of a house or bulking up, although that does happen. The great and vast majority of people that go to gyms are looking to trim down. So in my mind, the idea that you can use a cutter seems to be more appealing. Absolutely, testosterone at number one, and then I'd have had EQ at number two. But again, this is the list that Noah's got from talking to people who are real world users. So yeah, absolutely.
I believe Equipoise is probably seen in logs. A lot of guys are using Equipoise now, especially the Australians now are using Equipoise more and more because Primo has kind of fallen off out of favor. So what's the fourth one, Noah?
Asterin? The fourth one. Yeah, damn it. Why are you so good?
That's what I do.
Like, this is what you do. This is what you live and breathe. Like, how did you even know that?
What did he say? I didn't even hear what he said. Yeah, what did he say?
Masteron. I was like, Masteron, God.
Yeah. This cheeky
man over here.
Very popular.
Before I could even say, honestly, I will say, and I was going to say before he guessed it, Masteron is my number one favorite. All time, hands down, number one favorite.
Look how bad it was. How people freaked the fuck out a few months ago when Masteron kind of disappeared for everybody, and I had a big stash here, and I actually done kind of well with that in terms of people asking, "Have you got any Masteron?" Because it was just fucked up. No one could get hold of any. So the fact that it was there and everybody wanted it gave me a good indication of how popular it was. Now you guys know I like Provaran for the testosterone boosting of a cycle and SHBG benefits, but Masteron is right up there. So yeah, I'm not surprised. Number four, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for me, like if you want that vascular, dry, hard, grainy, you look like a Greek god marble when you get cut and the aesthetics start popping out, Masteron for me is number one. And like, and for my injectable list personally, for my use, I don't know what you notice, Mobster, with using it or you, Steve, but for me, combining that with just a basic testosterone and Masteron combo, my strength exploded. I was doing lifts and gaining strength rapidly every week in ways that I had never thought possible before. So for me, I love Masteron. I had a really, really nice time with it the few times I ran it, and I'm definitely going to keep it in my rotation.
If I couldn't get hold of Provera and Masteron would be in my cycle, even a small amount, just for, as I said earlier on, the boosting benefits that it gives to a cycle. But again, from the bodybuilder's perspective, because I'm more of a strength athlete, I get it. The hardening, the boosting, and this is at a low dosage. So yeah, I'm not surprised, as I said. And again, this is just based on the market feedback that we saw in the forums. This is not the customers that Noah spoke to, but the market. People lost their fucking minds when it disappeared. In and of itself, it's kind of mild, but it does so much in a cycle. And again, if you are getting into kids, you should know it's great for hardening. You, of course, need to be in semi-decent condition to begin with. So yeah, I can see why on a cutter or to boost a cycle, that would be very, very popular. What's number five?
I think it's DECA. Am I wrong?
Oh no! If you would, if
Oh,
you
he's
would,
talking about a
if
clean state.
no, I was so happy to prove him wrong. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so kind of in the same class, but Primobolan came in at number five, which I have some experience with Primo too. And actually, my first kind of funny, I kind of skipped the general rule of a test only cycle when I first started years ago with cycling, and my first actual cycle was a test and Primo cycle. And I really enjoyed it. I noticed really good aesthetics, especially kind of around like the delts and the front delts, side and shoulders. I noticed a lot of nice serrations and cuts come in with Primo, and wasn't much of a strength booster. Didn't really notice much in that aspect. But as far as like a, I look at Primo as a polisher, right? It's something that you add in on the back end when you're looking to just
Yes.
polish off the final look of the physique. So for me, Primobolan, especially in a cut or for aesthetics, it's kind of hard to beat it in my opinion. And it's very mild and easy to run if, and I say if, and USP has really, really good Primo that has zero pip from user experience and the data that I collected. But pip is definitely something you got to watch out for. Depending on how it's blended, but I know USP has a phenomenal blend. They use phenomenal carrier oils, from everything I've heard. Zero pip, ease of use, 100% easy, good to go. And then you just get on with your day. But yeah, their Primo is fantastic from all the users
I'm
support
going to
that
big you.
I've
I'm going to
seen.
big you up on this one, no, because if it was shit, they wouldn't sell the volume that they're selling, and it wouldn't be number five. Because sometimes Primo for me, when we look at, we've done Golden Age steroid cycle podcast. We've talked about Primo. We see guys coming on the forum said, if I run 1,000 milligrams of Primo, almost as a sort of base for their cycle, and then they kind of overexpect the results. So there's two things here. I agree with you 100% on the polish and adding something to a cycle. And the other thing, like I just said, is to echo that again, they would not be selling Primo at the volumes they're selling as number five choice if their Primo wasn't solid, if it wasn't a good, proper product that's dosed exactly how it's supposed to be. What's your opinion on it at number five, Steve? Is that a surprise to you? Because obviously you said something else.
I think with more people wanting to cut more than bulk these days, it's not surprising. So, but I think if you went back 20 years, I think you definitely have DECA higher on the list, even probably ahead of Masteron,
Yes,
because the older
yes.
guys
I'd
love
have had it
DECA.
higher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Isn't his
yeah,
DECA
yeah.
number six, Noah?
It is part of the DECA family.
Is it the, so it's
Indeed.
NPP?
It is. NPP came
Ah,
in.
yes.
I will say I have some experience with NPP, and so as you guys know, where I live, it's pretty harsh winters for quite a while during half the year. And I personally ran it low milligram just for the joints in winter. Because with my job being physical and jumping in and out of the truck and moving and lifting, bending, all that kind of stuff, I just did like a small 50 to 100 milligrams a week of NPP, and man, I gotta say, within a couple weeks, my joints were lubricated. I felt good. It kind of carried me through all winter and helped me kind of be better performing at my physical job. To help me with a little bit of endurance as well. And NPP is kind of one of those nice versatile compounds, in my opinion, because much like Tren, the 19 Nors kind of have that reputation of mentally affecting certain people. Not everybody, but some people will see some mental
Feel
effects
you.
from it. So from my own personal experience and my rule of thumb, if I have a shorter acting compound versus a longer ester, I always lean towards the shorter acting compound just in case. It's in and out of the system quick. It's less worry, less to deal with if issues do arise. So for me, I like NPP because of that mental aspect, but also I noticed pretty good strength even on a low milligram. So it's definitely versatile. I've seen guys, especially with the user feedback that I got, they kind of toss it in with either a cutting or a bulking cycle or a recomp cycle. So you can do it and it is possible. It just kind of how you want to structure the cycle, but I definitely seen it in a lot of cutting cycles and a lot of recomp from the user feedback.
The NPP, I'm going to agree what you just said. Also, probably because for some reason it's become more attractive to users. Personally, no, because I don't want to pin more frequently. But we see it again and again and again as a replacement for Deca in people's cycles. And those tend to be cutting cycles, like you just said. And people are okay with the idea of pinning more frequently. And maybe, and this is me as an older person, as a boomer said, oh, they're just more impatient, they want results quicker. It doesn't quite work like that, guys. But at the same time, I kind of see it. I won't dispute a word that Noah's just said because I'm seeing the same NBP instead of DECA again and again and again in cycles on the forums when we discuss these kind of things. Overall, I love DECA, as Steve knows. We've done many shows when I've talked about it. I think for me, NPP would be just as good. I just don't want to pin it more often. So that would be my
Yeah.
only negative, but otherwise, very popular.
I think if you're running a cycle 8 to 10 weeks, it's perfect. If you want to run DECA, but you don't want to wait for DECA to reach peak in the system, you don't have to wait when you come off of it for it to be out of your system. NPP works perfect because in and out of your system quicker, you won't be shut down as long when you stop using it. That's the problem with DECA. It's such a long ester. When you stop using it, it'll take 8, 9, 10 weeks to be out of your system. So that's a long time to be on geared
Because I'm
training
on
for.
CRT as well, Steve, as you know, that
Yeah.
wouldn't be an
So for
issue for me.
you,
I suppose if
exactly. Yeah.
not, then it would be. Yes.
Noah, what's number 7? Did DECA come in or is it something else?
It is DECA, another 19 Nor family member.
Yeah.
DECA is kind of, I mean, God, it's been a staple since what? I mean, probably the golden era,
60s,
right? If
70s? Yeah,
60s,
yeah.
70s, yeah. So, I mean, you'd be hard pressed to not find somebody somewhere who loves Deca and has it in their rotation quite frequently. I mean, if you want to eat and you're all about size, you're all about strength, you don't really care about aesthetics much, and you just want to lift as much weight as possible and get as big as possible, Deca is going to be your answer, in my opinion. I mean, I know a lot of guys
Hey, I resemble every word of that comment, but fuck.
Yeah, you do, especially with that crazy leg press. When
Like
weights aren't enough, you got to add booms.
and the
Any
squat,
boomer in
man.
your gym, like the guys, the big, bulky, strong guys of your gym, the boomers, go up to them and ask them what steroid they like. They're gonna be like DECA. They love DECA.
I
Nowadays,
believe
guys
it.
don't like it anymore. The younger guys don't like it anymore, but it's
Not as
definitely
much,
old
though.
school. Mobster, touch upon that a little bit. Why does the old school
I've
boomers like it?
literally got a vial, half used, nearly a bit more than half used bottle of a vial of a Deca on my desk. I'm holding it while I'm talking to you guys right now. I'm on cycle right now. Deca's part of that cycle, just sussed on Deca. Noah's just mentioned the numbers. He says it was a 800 and something odd kilo, 1700, 1800 fucking pound, whatever the fuck it was, leg press yesterday, 836 pound Hatfield squat for 7. So yeah, absolutely. The whole business, to a lesser degree with NPP and Deca, though, that you get some mild joint pain relief on cycle, that you have to be careful, guys, as always. That's not going to be the same off cycle, especially if you're pushing the fuck out stupid shit like I do. And popularity, yes, Steve, absolutely. If you're all about strength and you're all about size, a combination of Sustan on the deck together is a given. But again, I'm going to agree with Steve, and I said something to that effect myself earlier on. I think the younger guys are looking to cut more. That's probably going to be more popular with the general population, with obesity being an issue, etc. So I completely understand it. And again, if we talk about this on the show, and I'm sure it's going to come up even when we talk about user feedback. If you're not on TRT, you've got the issue that Steve said earlier on. It's just going to be in your system longer. I'm probably going to run 10 weeks this time. I normally stick to 8 weeks. I'm probably going to run 10 weeks and try to get all the big numbers I want in on this cycle. And it doesn't worry me that it's going to be in my system for another 2, 3, 4 weeks afterwards, because I'm on TRT, so who gives a fuck? But if I wasn't, my advice absolutely would be towards a shorter resters and a bit quicker clearing of your system and less suppression afterwards. So yeah, that makes complete sense to me. And it's funny how you got the NPP and then DECA right after. So they're almost identical, except for ester length, except the longer ester is the one that's later down the list. What's the next one?
Oh, man. So here's the curveball, actually, and it came in at number 8. Do you guys have any guesses?
Sorry. I want to jump in. Is Steve going to guess what he thinks the next one is?
Well, I think it's injectable Winstrol.
No.
What else could it be?
No, it's a little bit, it's one of those ones where you see it every now and then.
Ment?
But you're getting closer.
Gosh. Is it no ester?
It ends with a B.
Ends with a B.
Yes, if you do the abbreviation, there's three letters. It ends with a B.
Oh, DHB.
There you go.
Yeah, DHB. Oh, interesting. Okay. Huh.
That's what I said. It's a curveball.
Yeah.
It kind of confused me too, but I mean, guys said that they seem to like it just for advanced strength and fullness, and it's a complex kind of compound, and I personally wouldn't run it just based off, you know, what I've studied and what I found out about it. But some guys really seem to like it. Some guys said they got really strong on it.
It's sort of like Masteron, right?
Yeah. They for some reason, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience with DHB, so I don't want to speak and give false information. So I'll let you handle it, because I know you know a lot more about DHB than I do. But yeah, based on the limited feedback that I got, guys like it for the strength, and some guys reported kind of dryness along with the strength. Yeah. So,
it's dihydro bold. And we've seen guys over the years, some of the old school guys like Greg Doucet. I'm sure Mobster, you know more about that guy.
Yes,
those guys kind of pushed it and may have gotten a lot of people to buy it. But at the end of the day, it's just like Masteron. It's going to go into your system. It's going to help harden you up, and it's going to do that sort of thing. So it's like Primo, Masteron type of thing. And a lot of people like it for that reason. And so
I just use Greg as an example without commenting on what he does for a living in terms of his videos, etc. He's a muscular, shorter gentleman with US or American records in powerlifting. So if you just took it for that, I can see why he took it. I think he mentioned Halo, for example, and he said he only took it for a day or two, and he felt like he could run through walls, never mind jump over them. So I can see why he would have used these and why it's come up on his shows, because he's not trying to be 300 fucking pounds and he can't be fucking 6 foot tall. That's impossible. But for strength, we can see why it's popular. Maybe it's one of those ones that boosts your strength without making you too big or losing your cuts. Mm-hmm. So that could explain its popularity again for the younger generation, perhaps.
All right, so let's move on. So let's move on, Noah, to the next topic. Beginner, intermediate, and advanced cycles. So what are some ideas you can throw around from these top 8 steroids for these purposes?
So we touched upon it a little bit earlier, but beginner friendly would definitely be a just base cycle of testosterone. I prefer a longer ester of testosterone personally. I wouldn't go with prop right out the gate. That's something that you'd be a little bit more advanced with, but test C, maybe some Sustanon, depending on what your goals are. If you're doing TRT and you want to pin less frequently, Sustanon is definitely an option. But as far as beginner and user friendly, beyond test, Primobolan, it's clean, it's controlled, it's easy to mitigate and manage side effects. In my experience, haven't really noticed very many negative side effects with that. I like it for that use. I like cycles that are clean and easy to run, and I can have a really enjoyable time on. A step beyond Primo, depending on what your goals are, you could do a test in NPP. That'd be a pretty clean cycle. It's kind of where people start. It's simple, it's manageable. You can also do a test in Masteron combination. That's another easy peasy kind of combo that you can run and really kind of dive into and enjoy. But like I said, a lot of this is going to depend on where you're at in your journey and where your goals are and where you see your physique and yourself kind of within the next year or two based on the goals. So, but for me, those combos would be the most basic and easy from an injectable standpoint. What do you guys think?
Mobster?
Yep, I'm agreeing with you there, mate. I'm surprised most because we're talking about injectables here today. Otherwise, there'd be maybe an oral in there as well. But yeah, for injectable only cycles, absolutely. And the only thing again for me, because we've discussed the top eight, would be people coming into the sport. We know that the American and UK European nations as a whole are more obese than they would be, so I'd have thought it would be more cutting orientated. And yet, the popularity of the products that we listed. There were some strength enhancement there. There was some bulk in there. So it comes back down to the population that's using PEDs and how these products are going to be used. But yeah, straightforward, no mucking around. You heard what Noah said. Going to agree on those cycles because they work. And he's got personal experience of at least two of those.
All right, intermediate cycle. What do you think on that one? Would you go more equipoise, primo, MPP? What would you go on the intermediate?
Yeah, so as far as intermediate, this is kind of where you start to get into the support and structure of a cycle. You're kind of a little bit beyond the first beginner phase. You ran a cycle or two. You kind of want to test the waters a little bit. I would say like an EQ, a Masteron, and a Deca, or you could do test EQ and Mast, or test EQ Deca, or test an EQ. So depending on what you want, you have the base of the testosterone for strength, you got the EQ for the endurance and the appetite. And then if you throw in, say, a DECA for a little bit of size and strength, you have a really, really cool little cycle that you can kind of evolve over time and kind of get used to. So the whole goal, in my opinion, for somebody who's intermediate, you want to try and see what's going to work with your body and what you can handle and the results you see. So like logging, tracking everything. That's the beauty of kind of starting slow and then going to intermediate, because then you could be like, okay, I know test in Primo works, but what can I do if I run test Primo and EQ? There's a multiple of different compounds you can run, but as far as intermediate, I would stick with the EQ, Masteron, and Deca, and then a test base. So any combination you can think of, just based on your goals, is where I'd go there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and
Well, I
yeah,
think,
go ahead.
yeah. So I'm thinking number one is you're going to start to know what works for you. You've had the great experience, hopefully, from your first cycle. You can stay on a beginner cycle for a little while before you get into intermediate. You don't have to start an intermediate cycle with a combination of products, meaning something at the beginning, something in the middle, and something at the end. You've got a much better idea because you've seen results from your beginner cycles of how your body responds, how important nutrition is, how important training is. And you've probably become more target orientated, more focused on specific things. I would argue that beginners tend to kind of fall into the very simple, I want to cut, I want to bulk, I want to be strong. But that's an oversimplification. And because you've had some results and some response, because you've got some practical knowledge, because you might have learned how to manage your estrogen levels, etc., which it doesn't need to be overly sexy. It doesn't need to be eight products. It doesn't need to have a sort of beginning, the middle, and an end, which we might see in more advanced cycles for obvious reasons. And you might still arguably, Steve and Noah, be learning how certain products work for you. I've done multiple cycles that are identical. And I've also said at the same time, I don't like people trying different products just because they've never used a product before. If what you did before works, keep doing it. So your intermediate cycle probably falls into that camp. You know it works. You might tweak the dosages, for example. You might not do the low dosages you did to begin with. You might even arguably, guys, just as a thought to finish, need to tweak the dosages because what used to work and no longer works. And that's when you get into intermediate cycles. What do you think on that before we talk about advanced?
Yeah, that's a good strategy as well. And at the end of the day, it's just a matter of, you know, when you're doing more intermediate, it could be you stacking. You could stack two or three of these options. And then on a beginner, just doing one, maybe two at the max. Now with advanced, you can start stacking more and more stuff. You could do an existing intermediate cycle and then add Trenbolone on top. That would be a good option. Or you could simply just use Trenbolone solo. And Trenbolone solo will work really good as well. And I've done that before. Maybe throw in an oral steroid or something like that just to keep things simple. But Trenbolone is definitely where you want to break out for advanced cycles. And look, it pushed me to all-time new personal records across the board.
Yeah.
So that's the time to really put on the you know, push the pedal to the metal and really push yourself to get great results. Guys, go ahead.
Yeah, so if
an advance because I want to see the difference between an advanced and an intermediate, then comment.
Yeah, so with advanced, this is kind of where the results will really start to peak. But the complexity also gets much more advanced. So you really kind of have to know what you're doing when you get to the stage. But hopefully by this point, going from beginner to intermediate to advanced, you have a really good understanding of what you need to do and how you need to take care of your body when you run something that's advanced. Something that would be advanced would be like a test trend EQ combo or a test trend mass combo. And when I say test trend mass, the reason I bring that up is there's a lot of combos that actually include test, trend, and mast inside of the vial. It's technically a cutting combo is what they call it. But there's also bulking combos that you can get that are all in one vial to kind of make it easy to inject. But in my opinion, two that I would want to touch on would be test, trend, EQ. That's a very, very, very popular one. Same with test, trend, mast. There's a lot of cutting blends. People really gravitate towards these compounds in general as a stack. So every stack kind of has its roles. It has its base performance, support, and aesthetics. So when you combine these combos together, you're getting a little bit of everything, and they work extremely well together. So that's why a lot of guys will stack these and are super big fans of these combos. So what do you think, Steve?
Yeah, that works out good, buddy. And it's a matter of once you're advanced, I agree with you what you're saying. You got to know what you're doing. It's not about putting a bunch of things together and hoping something sticks. You got to have a method to your madness. So let's go to the next topic, Noah. So give us cutting, bulking, recomp, etc. Give us specific cycles for you. We'll give you the floor on this topic. Talk about maybe one or two injectable steroids that we talked about. How would you use the cut? How would you use the bulk, recomp, strength, et cetera, whatever you got? And give us specific dosages on each that you'd recommend for the listeners out there.
Well, as far as that goes, I kind of, like I said, I keep things really, really simple, right? So like what is a cutting phase, right? What are the goals? Do you want to lose body fat? You want to maintain muscle? You want to look harder? You want to get leaner? You want to have more definition, right? So it's not, a lot of guys go wrong, and I've been in this camp before, where you want to get smaller, but cutting isn't about getting smaller. It's about revealing what you built underneath the mask that you have on top of it, right? You're a sculptor, you're an artist of your physique. So you want to kind of be in control of that. As far as like a core structure, I like to keep testosterone in for a base. That's just my personal preference. Helps keep everything stable. Hormones, libido, keeps me functioning at a high level when I'm in a caloric deficit. As far as like a performance driver, I really like mass. I personally just that dry, hard, grainy look, it just really kind of that combo for me. I just feel good mentally. I feel good physically. I can perform at a high level. I could do my cardio at a high level. I like to keep it simple. So for me, I mean, we're not talking about orals, and I wish we were, because I would put a couple in here as well that I would like to run and some peptides, but we'll keep it basically to the injectables. But I'm a simple guy. Test mass, it works. It's been proven. It does.
Just briefly there. Sorry, Noah, to interrupt. Give us a test mass dosage. What have you used, or what would you suggest?
So, I'm kind of torn here because I really like the benefits of 500 milligrams of testosterone a week during a 12-week cycle. But then you run into the issue of possibly holding on to water. And so for me, just for the sake of simplicity, I like to run 250 test and I like to run 250 mass. I like to run them one-to-one. Now, some guys might argue with that and worry about, oh, you're going to cut your E2 too low and this and that. But again, I want a preference. At this point, if you're cutting and you're a little bit more advanced, you'd be running blood work. You would know where your E2 was before you started. You'd be getting blood work mid-cycle. Yes. So, you know, if you start feeling off or dry joints or your mood is off and you're different, it's time to get blood work, reassess. And then if you need to run test to mass 2-to-1, you could do that. There's a bunch of different ratios. But for me, 250, 300 test, I would say max for a cut.
Yeah.
And around that 200 to 300 mass, anywhere in that range is what I like to run personally, and it works.
Give us a bulking cycle, and again, give us some dosages as well, please.
Yeah. Ooh, as far as the bulk, I really love NPP, but I'm gonna keep my personal bias out of this. Testosterone and DECA, it's been run, like Mobster said, since the 60s, the 70s, around the golden era. It works. Tom Platz got big off it. Arnold got big off it. There's so many anecdotal studies and guys you can look at where they just grew off of two basic things, test and DECA. So for me, that would be a staple. And as far as testosterone, if I'm bulking with that, I'm going to do 500 testosterone. I'll probably do about 300 for the DECA is where I'd like to keep it. That's a reasonable dose in my opinion. And you can grow extremely well off that.
Very quickly on that. I mean, I prefer Sustanol, which of course is a mix of testosterone esters. And the ratios are close, but they are slightly off. I know that Steve and I did a show on this where if the DECA was, the ratio was wrong, people struggled with that. All of these cycles depend on what the condition when you start with. So guys, if they were a little bit fat and on a previous cycle, the people could struggle with E2, but if they're in better condition, they wouldn't, less likely. And again, a testosterone Sustanon, testosterone blend, and then the DECA's a little bit less. So typically for me, I'm on just right now what I might do, and I think I'll do 250 SUS and 200 DECA. That's twice a week. So that works out to about 750 milligrams per every 7 days, and it would be slightly more of the testosterone and slightly less of the DECA. So that absolutely makes sense. You're there or thereabouts. It's just what works for us specifically. Yeah. Give us a recomposition cycle, unless if you're ready, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, Noah, recomp and strength cycle. Give us a couple that you like and dosing from US pharmacies. Go for it.
So as far as recomp cycles go, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with not putting EQ in there. For me, like I said, testosterone would definitely be the base again. You know, you're going to support your recovery, you're going to support your performance, your hormones are going to be balanced. But for the sake of not being in my own personal bubble here, it'd be hard to not put Tren in there. Just for the sake of listeners, because I know everybody's personal preference is different, like Mobster was stating, based on where you're at. But I think test, Tren, and EQ, that's a killer recomp. I mean, you're going to help maintain strength. You're going to increase your reps, your intensity in the gym, your output in the gym. Everything's going to increase tenfold. So for me, from an endurance standpoint, it's going to help you eat a little bit. It's going to help you sustain your training volume. So for me, I mean, it's the best of both worlds, right? Like when you recomp, you could still lean out. You're going to increase your strength. Your vascularity is going to go sky high. Your fullness is going to drastically improve. Your appetite changes are going to be managed by your support compounds, right? So you got all that put in place. So for me, it's about adding compounds that make sense and that are goal-oriented, not just throwing the kitchen sink at something. So for me, it'd be hard to beat that recomp cycle, in my opinion. You guys might have a different opinion, which I'd love to hear.
I think not the trend as the recomp position, and even in my own very brief, admittedly brief experience, the product I ran had test trend and Masteron in it, and I still recomped, and it was meant to be a cut. So, yeah, the idea that you wouldn't do it. I mean, all I've changed is one compound, and the one that I ran was the same ratio for all three products. So, yeah, all we're disputing is one of those, and you could probably swap them around. And again, if your diet's on point, your training's on point, I don't think you can fail with those things, but you do need to have those other things in place, guys. Trend is magic for some people, but it's not fairy godmother magic. So you do the work, you should recomp. So we could probably argue with listeners or amongst ourselves as to which of the three that we would change, but two of those ingredients would absolutely still be in there. Any other ones, guys, before we talk about user feedback?
Yeah,
strength cycle, you said, Steve, I believe.
Yeah, so strength trend would be obviously the number one run on this list. I don't think anyone disagrees with that, right?
Yeah.
And DECA would also be really good, or NPP would be good for strength. But you could also get strength on EQ, good strength on EQ. So that would be a good option. I didn't get any Primo strength from Primo, so I won't even bother with that one. And Masteron and DHB, I wouldn't bother with those. Are cosmetic.
Honestly, if we could throw in orals, I've got some. Oh, yeah, I would. There's so many that for strength just purposes, but you know it's injectables only, so I'll stick within the parameters of what we're talking about. But man, there's so many different combinations you could do.
Some of what we said earlier on, listeners, just to make a point here, is when we've mentioned certain products, a lot of what we're doing, especially when we're cutting and recomposition, is we're holding on to previously built muscle tissue while we strip away the body fat. So that's the reason, for example, for the popularity of Primo. That's exactly what it was used for back in the 60s and 70s. It was for holding on to muscle tissue while you cut. So that's the reason why it's still popular now, because our bodies haven't changed. Trend, I think Steve said earlier on, just for strength, he hit all-time PBs on trend. It caused him to get injured, but he was hitting all time. The best bench press Steve's ever done in his fucking life was on trend. And again, how many times have we mentioned strength during this show? Because it's able to do all these things. Bottom line for any of this stuff, guys, is condition your specific aims and targets. And then we just get into the dosages. So we give you some sort of numbers of where we're there or thereabouts. And again, everything else is important. You can't just throw out a cycle and say that's what's going to happen. You need to have all the other things in place, and those subject to debate another time. Give us the user feedback. Noah has spoken to specific users of US Pharmacy's products, and they're going to talk about their own experiences and what they felt when they were using these products.
Yeah. So before I get into that, I also wanted to make this clear just for users listening. I know some guys like to buy in bulk, and I'm sure Steve, and I'm not sure if Mobster's aware of this. US Pharmacies offers bulk products where you could buy like 1,000 milliliters of a certain compound if you really wanted to, or 500 tabs of whatever oral you're thinking of. If you go on the website and you look, they have an extensive list of bulk options that you can order today and arrive at your doorstep. So I just wanted to put that out there before.
Is that like 1,000 mil bottle or multiple 10 mil vials? Just out of interest.
On the website, it looks like a giant bottle. So
they're gonna send you a big barrel, like a big beer barrel.
I'm actually sorry, guys. Just a very quick side topic. The Australians some years ago mentioned the fact that you could buy literally liter bottles of certain veterinary steroids. And the only problem was, they were very low dosage per mil because they use multiple applications to go for the cattle or the sheep or the whatever the fuck livestock they were looking at. So guys go, 1,000 mil in one bottle? That's amazing. But then you found out it was like 40 milligrams per milliliter. So it's no good to know, man, no beast.
I don't know. It shows a big bulk bottle, but I would have to talk to certain people to see if they're actual just individual 10 mil vials or not. But there is oral bulk options and there is injectable bulk options. So
that's pretty cool.
Cool. I just want to throw that out there.
You get like 1% commission for every
sale. I bought Christmas to come early. What the fuck?
Man, if I got a commission, I'd be in.
Can you imagine?
You'd be in the Maldives right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some margaritas. Talk
what's
about
that on, what's that on your shoulder? Is that a parrot? No, it's my tin. It's my
that's not a parrot.
Did you know the Maldives is literally the only country in the world that actually has smoking banned? Isn't that awesome? You don't have that to deal with asshole. Cool. You don't have to smell secondhand smoke from people over there. Talk about user feedback, Noah.
Yeah, so
real world feedback.
Yeah, so this is a mixture between people in the community, just kind of average Joes or guys who have goals, and also U.S. Pharmacy's team sponsored athletes. So it's a mixture of both. But so I'll start off with EQ has been a game changer for me. That extra endurance you get, amazing for helping me grind those extra reps out on heavy sets. Now I understand why powerlifters love it, especially during their off season. So that was the first response I got. Second is I've been using Test Mastin now Trend for a bit. I haven't explored into EQ or NPP or Primo yet. They've all been very smooth to pin and all work very well. My third one, I've ran Test Mast, DHB, EQ, Trend, NPP, and DECA. DHB, one of the favorites. Hard vascular look like Trend, but clean. I was at 50 milligrams a day. I loved it. My fourth response, one thing switching to U.S. pharmacies I've noticed is the oil is super consistent. All my oils look smooth. I've only tried the Primo and NPP thus far, but you can tell when you're pinning good stuff. You feel the effects ramping up as you pin more. My fifth response, started running U.S. pharmacies Test E last year, August, and since then have stuck with U.S. pharmacies. Has been smooth and consistent since then. Even when someone tried to trash them, saying their Test E was bad, I stuck with it and provided bloods to show that it wasn't. I threw in their Primo and Cialis after that, and the results spoke for themselves. Another response, they offer quality gear that's dependable, clean, and smooth, not to mention their prices and shipping speeds are top tier. Test MPP, EQ, Anavar, Anadrol, all solid products that hit hard. Have some of their Trend on the way, which will be my first experience with the compound, and know it's going to be as smooth as the rest. Trend A and Mass P. U.S. Pharmacy's oil is phenomenal. Never had any pip from any of the oil I've used. Was my go-to stack when I was cutting. Kept me lean and grainy. Mass P is phenomenal compound. More of a cosmetic compound, but does it work? It's amazing. Gave me that incredible shredded look. I've used U.S. Pharmacy's Test E, Test C, and Test Prop with no pip. EQ, DHB, Primo, Mass P, Trend E are also great. I haven't tried NPP or Ment yet, but once competition prep is done, I'll eventually start incorporating them during the rebound phase. Here's another one. Primo actually being legit and available. I've been running Test E, but now in the process of switching to Sustanon. No pip with any of the products. The fact that U.S. Pharmacies keeps and shares up-to-date Jano Shake Labs is a game changer. Yes. Another one, wish I had more to offer, but I will start EQ next month and report back. If you've been around U.S. Pharmacies gear, you already know the difference, but here's my experience with the latest batches. MCT, which is for guys who don't know, MCT is the carrier oil that U.S. Pharmacies uses. So it says MCT oil carrier equals clean. Not once have I seen floaters, cloudiness, or any of that sketchy stuff you catch from underground labs cutting corners. No crystal. Yep. It's consistent and professional. Test E equals zero pip. This is the standout. Smooth going in, smooth the next day. No hot spots, no knots, none of that. Why does my quad hate me? So here's another one. Trend A equals surprisingly manageable. Trend is Trend. It's never a walk in the park, but U.S. Pharmacy's blend hits way cleaner than the harsh cough triggering batches I've had from other places. Noticeable less bite. Testing equals always current. One thing I respect, U.S. Pharmacies keeps testing up to date. No mystery, no guessing, no trust me, bro. Just transparency and consistency. Another one, when the carrier oil is clean, the brewing is tight and the testing is current. The whole experience changes. That's why U.S. Pharmacy stays in rotation for me. Reliability absolutely matters. Trend, that's all I have to say. He said kidding and then went on to say, one thing I'll say about the gear itself is the vials are clear. Clean packaging, no floaters or crystals in the oil. Compared to some UGL sources I've seen over the years, that alone gives a bit more confidence in what you're using. They also share lab testing, results on forums/community, which is something to look for. Now, for me personally, right now, I'm about 5 weeks into Test E, EQ, and Trend Ace. I pin daily, which keeps everything reliable, stable, no pip, consistent mood and energy. Test is just my base. EQ helps keep my appetite up since trend suppresses it. So together it works well for recomp. I stay pretty full and vascular, even at a higher body fat percentage of 17%, maybe more. The trend is what really drives performance for me. Now it kicked in fast, and within a couple weeks, my strength started climbing. More reps, more weight, consistent PRs. It also adds that extra focus and intensity in the gym. Sides have been pretty minimal for me with daily pinning, just a slight increase in body temp. Overall, it's been a solid setup for recomposition and strength, but definitely more suited for experienced users who stay on top of blood work and know how their body responds. US Pharmacies is in my top three sources for a reason. Super clean oils, smooth and painless injections. The customer service is top notch. The ordering process is flawless. The website is easy to navigate. I've used many of the top dogs, and US Pharmacies can run with the best of them easily. I placed an order with them on a whim because of a sale a while back, and I'm glad I took that chance. I've since now become a repeat customer and running strictly US Pharmacy products right now and for my next planned cycle as well. The Mass P is super smooth, zero pip, and has me dry as a bone. Even running their D-ball at 20 milligrams pre-workout, I'm not holding any bloat at all. On top of that, I'm running 8 IUs of growth and have no signs of edema anywhere. The MASP is amazing, probably my favorite compound overall, so I'm biased when it comes to MASP. The test sip is right on point, libido through the roof, strong, full of life. You know test doing what test does best. Also, zero pip, clean, smooth oil. I really can't complain about anything with these guys. I'm really pleased with everything from the labeling to the effectiveness of the product to the way they treat every order like it's a massive one. When you're dealing with US Pharmacies, you get treated with value and respect, and that's rare in the UGL scene. Also, shout out to the reps, super helpful and knowledgeable guys who have been around in the game and never let an issue go unresolved. Also, they run awesome sales all the time, and in this economy and market, it's very much appreciated. Thank you, US Pharmacies. That is all the responses I got.
Yeah, do you know what I'm looking at? Well, I was making notes as you were talking, Noah.
Sorry, it was up-to-date so long. Testing.
No, that's all right, mate. The up-to-date testing stood out for me because I was thinking if you were coming into this business and you wanted to compete, what would you do? What do customers want? So one of the things, just literally in recent months, I've seen people leave the whole is testing fake, yada, yada, yada thing come up as a topic, right? So the simple fact that they've decided we're going to test regularly, frequently, and we're going to give you those results so you can see for yourself what's going on is great. That the advantage of that is it makes you a short-term gain if you're cutting corners into a long-term business. The lack of PIP, we've talked about how, again, years ago, it wasn't uncommon to see abscesses, it wasn't uncommon to see side effects, it wasn't uncommon to see just post-injection pain. And all decent, proper lads now are using the right oils. If they're not using the right oils, avoid. If they're giving you allergic issues, avoid. So the fact that people are saying smooth injections, lack of pain, and so on and so forth. And as you said, even things like, which is again what they encourage sponsored athletes, supported athletes to do, is produce blood tests of the products that are being used to show you this is the effect it's having on this person's bloods, on the lipids, the testosterone boosting effects, and so on and so forth.
I have my own blood test with their products too. Like my test.
That's what I mean. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Just think of it this way. You and I, because the money grabbing parsons, and we could set up a lab tomorrow and we could buy some China, raw some China, and we could cut corners very, very quickly. We could be lazy in our dosages and we could make shitloads of money for a few months and then get the fuck out. If you want to last in a business, you need to do certain things on a regular basis. So, again, I would encourage the listeners just to go back to this section, the feedback section, and just what I did when I was making the notes. Listen to the same things come up by all these different customers. Some of them advanced, some not, some competing, some not, some cutting, some bulking. And listen again and again and again and again to what they were saying, because that's what you want to hear from a company. Talk a little bit, Steve, as well, about the reasons why we approve US Pharmacies. That's how they get to be a company that we approve. That's how athletes get to choose these products.
Because their products have been tested. Very, very important that the number one thing is you need the products to be tested. Whether it's injectables that we talked about, orals, ancillaries, everything. When you buy from them, you know you're getting what you buy. Fast shipping, excellent customer service. They have amazing reps on the forum. They have guys like Noah who are logging their products. They have other guys, countless other guys on the forum, actually logging the products, and you can see the results that they're getting. You can see the improvements that they're having. So their products are definitely legit. So Noah, tell us your personal experience with US pharmacies in terms of how fast their shipping was, their customer service, their products, specifically before we finish up.
Yeah, so I'm gonna hit on what Mobster said first and just touch on blood work because I had the great experience of running their products and getting blood work. And when I ran 500 milligrams of test with them, I came in at 2,563 nanograms per deciliter, which is the highest reading I've ever had that's on any cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
So 500 milligrams, that is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, man. When I read that results, I thought there was an error or something. But, you know, going into this, I actually talk to the owner of US Pharmacies quite a bit. Super knowledgeable guy, super, super friendly, very, very outgoing, loves the community, loves the people in his community. Like he is all about community and helping people be the best version of themselves. And that's what I love about the owner of US Pharmacies. He's always accessible. You can always ask him questions. You can talk to him about your goals. He'll give you milligrams for something like starter doses, beginner to advanced. He's just all about lending himself to you and being an accessible asset to you, which is huge. I've run different sources before and I have never, ever experienced an owner like that before in my life. So as far as my personal experience, he is very much involved with every customer. He is very much for every customer. He wants the best experience possible for each and every customer, regardless if you're sponsored, not sponsored, an athlete, just a regular average customer or person looking to improve their life. He will offer as much help as he can. Same with the reps. All of them do just exactly what the owner does. It's just a fantastic community that I can't praise enough. But for me, as far as shipping, when he tells you you'll get it within a week, you get it within a week. Now, I do multiple shipments. So my shipments are 4 weeks at a time is what I do it into my PO box. And every time I order a week before I run out of all of my stuff, I don't have to worry. I don't have to stress because when he guarantees it's going to be there when you need it, it's going to be there. Because I've since I started my log, every 4 weeks I get shipments. And it's always on time. It's always there. It never fails. Everything is perfectly packaged. They package it with care. I mean, the last one had two packs of bubble wrap plus a package and in a box. I mean, you can't get any more safe and secure than that to make sure that your vials aren't broken. I mean, you name it. They just go the extra mile in every facet. For shipping, customer satisfaction, resolving issues. Like I had one person on the forum come to me and they had an issue with something. I spoke to one of the reps immediately and same day it was fixed. Boom. No problem.
Just to finish, I was going to say for on your behalf, perhaps, Noah, is
no, the go ahead.
Idea would be too easy to be lazy. It would be too easy just to sell you as much as possible to get your money. It would be too easy to take your money and then make you wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks and blame the carrier and do this and do that. I like the idea, the feedback you've given, especially your interactions with the company itself, your service from the company, for me, spells long-term business. Not trying to take loads of money off you today, but if I serve you well now, if we give you the right products at the right speed, I guarantee that they're going to be there in 5, 6, 7 days, whatever the time scale is, then you're going to come back to me again and again and again. Not ripping you off, not under packaging, not having to fucking replace products that didn't work out, not having to crash products, not having shitty tests, but again and again and again, so that I end up with a 5, a 10, 15, or 20-year business. That's how companies are supposed to be. Any final thoughts, Steve, before we go into the disclaimer?
No, I think that must have covered. It was a great, great show. Thanks for Noah for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Yeah, thank you very much, Noah.
Yeah, of course. And that's one thing I'll say before we end real quick. The first shipment I got to my current shipment, they've all been the same. There's never been a falter. There's never been an excuse. There's never been a delay. So it's extremely consistent across the board. So that's just what I wanted to touch on. So people are worried about that. Just rest assured you'll get consistency each and every time with US pharmacies.
Listeners, please come onto the forum. You can pick Noah's brains. You can see other users of US pharmacies products. And again, as I say on other shows, don't take our word for it. Come and check out these comments. Come and check out the feedback. Look at the website. Let us know about your experiences. Let us know about the great service you've had as well. Thank you. And please note, as always, we are not doctors and your opinions are ours. It is our view based on our experience and views on the topic. A podcast for informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the First Amendment.